Launch good.
Good launch.
Good what?
No, launch food.
Hey, I know it's Ramadan, but we are launch good.
Ooh, launch good.
My mosque fundraiser was on it.
Yeah, my friend shared the Gaza school campaign.
That's us.
Oh, I think they're the ones where you can automate your daily giving in Ramadan.
More than 500,000 people have given and raised over $100 million on LaunchGood.
Join our 30-day Ramadan challenge and support a different cause every day on launchgood.com/Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Qala Allahu ta'ala, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Brothers and sisters, I'm happy to join you today for our Characteristics of the Quran series that we're doing every day in Ramadan, bringing to light and shedding light on some of the characteristics that should be within our actions and how we carry ourselves as Muslims that are depicted and explained to us in the Quran and exemplified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And truly, we have to combine both of those, brothers and sisters. We have to study the Quran to understand what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. But then we have to study the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to know how to live that out and how to actually live according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And so that's how we combine the Quran and the Sunnah within our lives. Today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be speaking to you specifically about a characteristic that was exemplified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on so many occasions. One of the occasions is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was once riding on his camel, he was going somewhere. And this is a well-known incident from his life that one of the Bedouins who needed some money, he goes up behind him and from the ground he pulls the cloth that the Prophet ﷺ has. He pulls it very hard, and he pulls it so hard, and the camel's still moving, and he pulls it so hard that it leaves a scratch on the Prophet ﷺ's on his neck, like a brush burn, you could say. And the Prophet ﷺ, he immediately slowly turns around and he's smiling at the person. He's smiling at the person. Then he asks him what it is that he wants from him. And then the story goes forward. He asks him for money and this and that. And another example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that so many times that he was subject to so much torture and difficulties on the hands of other people due to their ignorance and due to their just animosity against him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond in the most beautiful ways. And so the verse that I've recited speaks about that. The verse is starting a passage from Surah Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about characteristics of the servants of Ar-Rahman, characteristics of the servants of the Most Merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that they are people who walk on the earth humbly. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when they are addressed by ignorant people, they respond by saying, Salam, peace. And so what I want to reflect on is the characteristic of Hilm. The characteristic of Hilm, or forbearance, is highlighted throughout the Quran. Now, when you read the Quran, you'll notice that many times the Quran actually says that Al-Halim, the one that truly possesses Hilm completely, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And so many ahadith have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our disobedience. He sees our ignorance. He sees all that we do, but then gives us time, overlooks it, forgives us, and lets us keep going. And not only that, keeps blessing us. And this is the definition of Hilm. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he defines, he says, Al-Halim, the true forbearant one, is the one who alladhi yushahidu ma'siyat al-asad. It is the one that sees the disobedience of the disobedient people. وَيَرَى مُخَالَفَةَ الْأَمْرِ. You see people going against you. You see going against what you're saying. ثُمَّ لَا يَسْتَفِزَّهُ غَضَبْ. But no anger, no anger comes from that. وَلَا يَعْتَرِهِ غَيْظ. And no rage comes. وَلَا يَحْمِلُهُ عَلَى الْمُسَارَعَةَ إِلَى الْإِنْتِقَامِ مَعَ غَايَةَ الْإِقْتِدَارِ. And he says, and there's no revenge sought. There's no revenge sought after at all, even though it's possible. And when we see the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is exactly what we see, that he was in a position, a clear position, where he could have taken revenge from people that were so harsh against him. But he chose to be halim with them and to have the characteristic of hilm with them. And what I want to focus on, brothers and sisters, is how can we develop this characteristic within ourselves? How can we develop this within ourselves? And what we have to understand, and this is where human freedom lies. See, we understand that we have a responsibility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are what we call mukallaf. We are responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that means is that we have control over our actions. We are not just the actions are not just because of the things that happened before. And so what I want everyone to think about is this, that human freedom involves our capacity but to pause between the stimulus and the response. What do I mean by that? When the Prophet ﷺ's cloak was pulled very hard, that was a stimulus. That was something unexpected. That was ignorance from an ignorant person at the time. And what did the Prophet ﷺ do? Did he react right away? No. Before he responded, he paused and he chose what response he wanted to display. This is the role of the intellect. This is the role of what we call the aql. And this is why, subhanAllah, when you read the statements, of many of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they always combine the intellect and hilm. Because it's the intellect or the aql that stops and controls us from just going off the cuff. It's the intellect that holds us back and says, no, you can choose how you want to respond. You are not just a domino in the, you know, the chain of uncontrollable events. No, you have control. But for many of us, the moment something happens, we respond right away. We yell at someone, we get angry, and then our aql catches up to us, our intellect catches up, and we go, oh man, what did I just say? What did I just do? Man, I shouldn't have did that. Where it should be the other way around, where the aql is in front, determining how we want to respond. And so one of the ways that we can build hilm in ourselves, and this is narrated by many of the different scholars. There was one scholar, I'm looking for in my notes who it was. I can't find his name right now. But one scholar, he gave advice to his son. He gave advice to his son and he said, if you want to have hilm, whenever someone is ignorant towards you, whenever someone does something just completely ignorant, then do two things. Look at the sky above you and look at the ground below you. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing those two things. Remember the times you've disobeyed Allah, but He's overlooked you. Remember the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over you, but His forgiveness. Remember all of those things. And as you remember those things, perhaps that will make you a bit more patient, a bit more patient with the person who is ignorant towards you. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he writes very beautifully the stages of building, he writes the stages of building hilm within ourselves. He says this. He says, al-hilm minhu ma yakunu sajiyatan wa taba'an. He says that for some people, hilm and forbearance is just a natural quality that they have. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَكُونُ تَجْرِبَةً وَتَكَلُّفًا. And there are some people who, it's something we have to work on. We have to work at it. And here he breaks down the steps to Hilm. And listen closely to this. He says, أَوَّلُ الْحِلْمْ مَعْرِفَةً. The first stage of Hilm or forbearance is understanding. Letting, again, the intellect is understanding the scenario. You're understanding what's going on. You're present in the moment. Ma'rifa. Then he says step number two, tathabbut, holding oneself. Holding oneself. Thumma al-azam. The third stage of hilm is to be firm, to be have resolve on yourself. So you've made a decision, you've recognized what you should do, you've made a decision what you should do, and now you have to stay firm to that. Then he says, ثُمَّ تَصَبُّر. Now, تَصَبُّر is different from صَبُر. صَبُر means to be patient. تَصَبُّر means to make yourself be patient, and there's a difference. And you know, there's a saying in English like, fake it till you make it. Well, that's the same thing with تَصَبُّر. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ تَصَبَّرَ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever feigns patience, whoever pretends to be patient, Allah will make that person patient. Allah will give that person the actual patience. So he says the fourth step is tasabbur. Just pretend that you're patient. Just pretend that you can hold it in. And then he says the fifth step is actual sabr. As we said, when you pretend it, it will come. Thumma rada, sixth level, contentment. Thumma samat, and then after that is silence, and then serenity. The point, brothers and sisters, is that this is a prophetic quality. This is a quality of Allah. Allah is Al-Halim, and it is a quality that we should work on within ourselves. Ramadan is the month of reforming ourselves, bettering ourselves, bringing ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what better way to bring ourselves closer to Allah than to look at the beautiful names and attributes of Allah and try to bring those names and attributes within our own selves. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true Halim. But you also can have Hilm within yourself. So whenever the next time you find your self being tested by an ignorant person or a tough situation, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hilm with you. Remember how many times you've disobeyed Him. You've gone against what He said. You've gone against His commands. But yet, He overlooked it. Well, maybe if He overlooked you so many times, you too should learn to overlook other people's mistakes against you as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, brothers and sisters, to bring these beautiful qualities within ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the freedom to choose our reactions and not be controlled by our emotions or our states. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize that between the stimulus and the response is choice. And that choice is what we'll be rewarded on or punished on the day of judgment because of that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. We are coming to the final stretch of Ramadan, the last 10 days, and we are witnessing Allah's mercy. We are witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's benevolence, His generosity, His karam. And just enjoy these last 10 days. Enjoy them. Enjoy them witnessing Allah's mercy, witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing, and witnessing Al-Halim and His Hilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our states better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his speech, his actions, his silence, and everything that he did, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Please don't forget supportqalam.com. Check it out. Please support us so that we can continue to do the programs that we do, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you very much. Jazakumullahu khair. Wa barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.